The midterm elections are about 3 weeks away, and in some states around the country, many voters believe democracy itself is on the ballot. Here in Arizona, Donald Trump headlined a rally recently, propping up his favorite candidates for governor and secretary of state, and urging his supporters not to vote by mail.
If you can, vote on election day in person, okay? Because it's really much harder for them to cheat.
There is no evidence of widespread cheating in Arizona's elections, but the former president won't forget how he lost Arizona in 2020. Many Republican candidates here have made it a centerpiece of their campaigns, and it's trickling down to conversations around the dinner table.
The problem is people who should never have cast a ballot, their ballot being put into the voting machine.
Well, a lot of those went into those boxes.
That's not the machine's fault.
At an Italian restaurant in the town of Fountain Hills, drop boxes and voter fraud were the topic del giorno. The local Republican club meets once a month in the suburb of Phoenix.
No, but they have to get rid of those boxes. I don't vote by mail anymore. I go to the polls.
Do you want to order anything from the menu?
Over a glass of wine, Bo James and his friends talk about the upcoming election with a sense of urgency. They were happy to speak with me, even though I crashed their dinner party, and most people around the table said they didn't trust the media.
I love my country, and I see terrible things happening.
Susan Searles says voter security is top of mind. After the 2020 election, she worked the election audit of Maricopa County in Phoenix. You may remember the Republican-led state Senate demanded a hand recount of the vote. It took months to finish.
I worked the audit because I felt like there was fraud, and I think that there was.
But the truth is, there wasn't. The audit confirmed what the courts already had. Joe Biden won the election. Still, his victory rattled Arizona's political landscape, and it lingers here like a heat wave at the end of a long summer. Perhaps no one has cranked up the heat more than a local lawmaker named Mark Fincham.
Ain't gonna be no consistent speech coming from this guy.
Fincham is the Republican candidate for Secretary of State, speaking at a fundraiser in June.
I'm gonna demand a 100% hand count if there is the slightest hint that there's an impropriety.
Fincham allegedly played a role in the effort to create a fake slate of electors that would have helped overturn Biden's victory in Arizona. And wearing his trademark cowboy hat, he was near the steps of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Fincham turned down my request for an interview, but he did tell a conservative podcast that he wants to get rid of voting machines, count votes by hand, and cancel the state's popular mail-in voting system.
Here's what happens. You fill that ballot out, and then you put it in the mail. You have just broken chain of custody. You have just put somebody in between you and the county official who's supposed to be counting your ballot.
At a local PBS debate in September, a moderator asked if he'd have signed off on the 2020 election.
Knowing what we know today, there are certain counties that should have been set aside as irredeemably compromised. Maricopa County was one of them.
And when the moderators asked whether Fincham's winning primary election in August was also flawed?
I have no idea. It is what it is.
What changed?
What changed?
Yes.
The candidates?
There is a good chance that candidate Fincham will be the state's top election official come January. Democrat Katie Hobbs is leaving the job to run for governor, and several polls show Fincham ahead of his opponent, Adrian Fontes. Chuck Coughlin is a campaign strategist who worked for years to get Republicans elected in Arizona.
It's a clash. It's a complete dichotomy of a choice for the voters of Arizona on how to move forward and how to conduct elections.
Do you think Republicans, the Republican electorate, is buying what Fincham is trying to sell them? I mean, is that what they want in a Secretary of State?
Yeah, I do. I believe that. I believe that Republicans, a vast majority of them, 75, maybe 80% of them, believe that message.
Coughlin isn't one of them. He left the Republican Party when Trump started attacking his former boss, the late Senator John McCain. Coughlin says that if Fincham wins, along with the Trump-endorsed candidate for governor, Kerry Lake, his former party will be unrecognizable. Do you see a risk of fundamental changes at the legislature that could undermine the state's election system?
No doubt. I mean, no doubt there will be, if Mr. Fincham is successful and Ms. Lake is successful, there will be bills introduced to eliminate early voting. There will be bills introduced to have the legislature have preemptory authority to overturn the elections if they see something improper. There will be additional scrutiny on voter ID. That's the likely scenario of that.
Can't help but notice we're sitting under a portrait of John McCain. At this point, is it safe to say that John McCain's Arizona, the Republican Party of John McCain, is already gone?
It's still here. It's just not organized under the Republican, the GOP banner.
It is that fear that a new brand of Republican will take control of the state that is motivating Democrats to vote for Fincham's opponent. I met Adrian Fontes at a fundraiser in Tucson, where his supporters sipped beer and picked up yard signs that say, "Save our democracy."
Well, I'm glad you guys are doing this. This is going to help the voters. Good on you. And thanks for knocking doors today, y'all. Keep up the good work.
It's rare for a Secretary of State race to get this much attention, but for Democrats like Mary Kearns, it's clear why the national spotlight is on Arizona. No one can forget the chaos of the 2020 election.
That's what's brought us to this point.
However, the 2020 election, as difficult as it was, it happened the way it was supposed to. You know,
correct.
Democracy prevailed.
Correct.
So do you trust that it will again?
Well, that's one of the reasons I think it's so important that we elect Adrian Fontes as our Secretary of State here in Arizona. Biden only won by about 10,000 votes. The number of precincts in Arizona, that would have been about 4 or 5 votes per precinct statewide. So it's extremely important that we turn out our Democrats and our independents to vote again this year.
And it's true. Fontes can't win in November without support from independents.
We've got ourselves a situation that is very, very, very dangerous for the survival of this republic. And that's not hyperbole, that's real.
Fontes is running on a platform to save Arizona from an election denier. But he carries baggage of his own. Fontes was the Maricopa County recorder in 2020 when he decided to send every Democrat a primary ballot in the mail, whether they asked for one or not. The court put a stop to it. Even the current Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, said it would have been illegal.
I don't regret it at all. People were afraid to leave their homes. They were afraid of dying. And we have a really good vote-by-mail system. It's not an unusual thing. That's how Arizona works.
You didn't see it would create confusion or people would get a ballot that didn't need one?
I think this is a lot of political bluster brought about by the same group of folks who don't want everyone voting. They believe in voter suppression. And at that time, let's not forget, we were at the beginning of the pandemic. It was an emergency. You know, I'll stand by that decision because I was standing by the voters. And to me, the voters are the most important part of this entire puzzle.
What are the guardrails in place? Let's say, for instance, you were to lose. Mr. Fincham becomes Secretary of State. It's 2024. A Democrat, maybe Joe Biden, maybe another one, wins in Arizona. What guardrails are in place so that the will of the voters is maintained?
Our system wasn't designed for this kind of instability. It wasn't designed for people who don't believe in reality. It is assumed and understood in our Constitution that the officers will duly and faithfully execute the duties of their offices. That goes all the way up to the president and all the way down to dog catcher. Everybody's supposed to just do their job. This is a new era where people are willing to not do their job for some political gain. That's absolutely un-American. It's unheard of. And so we didn't need guardrails, because people were going to act with honor. Mr. Fincham has already indicated that he would not act with honor. He's flat out said so. And so what guardrails are there are very limited. You know, there are the courts. We could, you know, battle it out there. But really, the guardrail was American decency. The guardrail was integrity. The guardrails are gone. And now we see the cracks in the system, which we never thought existed before, because we couldn't imagine such a monstrous attitude towards our democracy before.
So if the guardrails are gone, what do we do? I mean, do we just rely on different candidates winning elections? Do we change the law?
No, this isn't about the candidates. This is about voters. We have to rely on Americans to save America.
But what if Mark Finchem is exactly what the voters want? Back at the meeting of the Fountain Hills Republicans, Bo James says he believes Joe Biden rightfully won in 2020.
I don't believe the election was stolen. I believe that the voting machines are accurate.
But he's voting for Mark Finchem anyway. James says Finchem is the best choice to keep elections safe. And when I asked if he believes if democracy is on the ballot in November...
I don't believe that. I've heard that too many times. Even with January 6th, democracy prevailed. If there was a insurrection, didn't succeed, democracy prevailed. That's what our system has. Every system, every democratic system has trials and errors, trials and pushback. And democracy prevailed.
There will be another chance to test that theory on November 8th.